Former Michigan Police Detective Howard Woolridge is wearing a white, broad-brimmed cowboy hat, and the spurs on his heels jingle as he leads his horse Sam out of a Burger King parking lot on Madison's south side. He began his ride 4 months ago in Los Angeles, carrying the message emblazoned on his t-shirt. It reads, "Cops say legalize drugs. Ask me why." If you ask him why legalization is better than arresting drug dealers, you'll get a rapid-fire answer.
Every drug dealer ever arrested or killed is replaced, just like that. Pablo Escobar to the street-level dealer in Madison. Everyone is replaced just like that. So don't tell me this is going to help you win the drug war.
Woolridge's cross-country ride is sponsored by LEAP, which stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's a national group made up of more than 2,000 current and retired police officers. Their goal is to legalize drugs, then regulate and tax them. Woolridge says the result will be less crime.
When I was a detective, I realized that 80% of the people breaking into your home were addicted to an illegal drug, and that we could seriously reduce that felony crime level if we were able to provide these drugs for a dollar or two a day, as opposed to spending hundreds of dollars a day.
Woolridge says treating drug use as a medical problem instead of a legal one will reduce prison populations and save money in the long run. But that logic doesn't add up, according to Tom Riley with the Office of National Drug Policy. He says legalization will lead to more drug use.
If you had more drug use, you'd have more people committing violent crimes, more people getting in accidents, more neglect, more abuse, all the very many secondary costs that go along with drug addiction. The vast majority of people in law enforcement would agree with that.
But Woolridge says polls show public support is growing for drug legalization. He predicts drug laws will soften over the next 10 years. He'll be seeking converts to the cause at speaking engagements in Madison and Milwaukee over the next week. He expects to reach New York by October. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.